Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters. This is The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and the date is Wednesday, the 8th of January of the year 2010, otherwise known as 2020. Celebrations that happened today on the 8th of January include Bubble Bath Day, presumably funded by the Rubber Ducky Lobby, and Earth's Rotation Day, which is the day set aside in our year to celebrate the rotation of the Earth, also usually known as a day. Today's guest is a regular on this podcast, as well as the host of his own television panel show, Dear God, What Have You Done Now, Andy?, which was recently banned from even being thought about by any audience members at the Oscars. It is Andy Zaltzman. Welcome back.
Hello, Alice. Hi. I had a slightly traumatic morning. I bought a submarine on eBay and I don't know how to tell the wife about it. I figured it's a long-term investment, isn't it?
I mean, sure, if the climate keeps going in the direction that it's going.
Yeah.
Coming up today, speaking of which...
Do you know how to fit a submarine on a... Can you fit one on a lorry? Or I don't know how big they are.
I think it depends on the size of the submarine as to how big the submarine is.
Right.
What kind of submarine did you buy?
Well, it said it was largely functional.
I mean, I look forward to seeing you figure out how to write that off on tax.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Coming up today, we will be talking about the climate, what it is, why we should care about it, and who's super into breathing this year. We begin with some short stories from around the world of the environment. French scientists have apparently just discovered that microplastics are in literally everything, including cute puppies. How do you feel about this,
Well,
Andy?
I mean, how much research have they done? If it's in everything.
Everything.
Right. Or, I mean, have they just taken a sample of things and then extrapolated from that?
Well, it was...
I mean, how many things have they, you know, because they can't have tested everything, can they?
Well, it's the...
I mean, they've just gone with puppies and assume that if it's in puppies, then it must
then
be
it
in...
it must be in everything. Well, it's the Société Nationale de Trucs, which means National Society of Stuff.
Right.
So presumably they have tested quite a lot of stuff.
Well, they are one of the most... The leading organisations with research into stuff in general.
Yeah.
Does it improve a puppy?
I think it adds gloss to their coat.
A bit of gloss, bit of glitter in the eye. I mean, I guess the thing is, where do all these bits of microplastic come from? Are they things that have kind of degraded off bigger bits of plastic, or are they the little completely needless bits from shampoo and stuff?
I think it might be both, Andy.
Both. Because I do worry about this a lot, because these little particles get into the system, and you know, what if I go swimming and I ingest a particle that used to be in Osama bin Laden's mobile phone or something that ended up in the sea with him when he died, what then? Does that make me an accessory to terrorism?
Yes, absolutely it does. I mean, right. It's one of those things of when I have some hippie friends, they always say, remember, we're all made of stardust, all these atoms circulating through the world. In the same way, we are all also made out of crocodile shit.
Right, yes.
It's all gone round.
And I mean, what is the technical scientific difference between stardust and microplastics?
I mean, when you think about it that way, nothing matters.
Yep.
Apparently schools in Australia are going to offer self-defence classes against environmental disasters while fending off criticism from the anti-climate change government and also fending off massive fires. Prime Minister Scott ScoMo Morrison has leapt into action like a mummified cat.
Slept into action. I think that's entirely appropriate for Scott Morrison, isn't it?
He has slept into action like a mummified cat having a nap. He has not said anything that is particularly good. He was recently criticised for shaking the hand of a woman who clearly wasn't wanting to shake his hand. He picked her hand up where it was hanging limply at her side and gave it a bit of wobble and then walked away, ignoring her. This is a man who has taken $190,000 from the Australian public for PR training and sensitivity training, clearly, which has just slid off his back.
Australia is a classic case. I mean, so self-defence, as in what, just trying to karate just chop against...
Karate chop the oceans as right. they come to you. It's very King Canute.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he was more the kicks, wasn't he, rather than the hand hand chops. Well, Australia's a classic case when it comes to the environment, isn't it? I mean, it's because all it's got is...
Environment?
Well, it's got coal, isn't it? I mean, what else? There's no other forms of energy there, you know, in a land with a massively long oceanic coastline and that is 90% unusable desert renowned for always being sunny. It's very hard to know where else it might find...
It's really dreadful bind that Australia has found itself in with these raging fires which are fueled by incredible wind speeds over very, very hot and dry areas while we still keep having to use coal for energy.
I mean, if only there was a solution to that, but that's just...
It's just impossible to understand.
I guess what you could do is you could use the sun to dry out vegetable matter and then... just allow it to compress down and over hundreds of thousands of years become oil.
Yeah.
And then, so you're safeguarding your future by using the sun to crush those plants.
A sort of a
solar-powered
coal oil. Energy yeah. system.
Well, I mean, all oil is solar-powered when you think of it, which makes it green energy. Those plants needed the sun to grow in the first place, so... Take that, Greta Thunberg.
Speaking of Greta Thunberg, our next story is that carbon offsets on airline websites. You know how you tick a box on an airline website? Apparently they're going to include draft tweets that justify your flights directly to Greta Thunberg. So she'll be getting a couple of million text messages a day from people explaining why they really, really need to catch this flight and why it's not their fault.
Right. So because you have carbon offset, but really more important is guilt offset, isn't it? That you know, because it's psychological.
Oh, all of climate change is mainly psychological.
It is, you know, we've just become psychologically attuned to not burning to death on our own planet. And so the fact that we are now having to do that, that's just it's a mental block we have to get over as a species, essentially, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think as we have sort of collectively elected Greta Thunberg as the conscience of the world when it comes to climate change, that's also allowed us to, as it were, offset our responsibilities for action onto her, a 16-year-old girl
yes.
who is
well,
clearly
I mean,
capable of...
Well, it's much more her business than... I'm 45 now. why should I bother when she's going to have to... not her personally on her own, but I mean, my kids as well. I tell them to clear up after me generally, so when they do it on a broader global scale as well.
And our classified ad section now, because everything has a price and until the fall of capitalism, this is the best thing we have for now. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hungry before lunch? Losing focus? Weirdly snacky, but you're not sure for what? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water now available in full glass and slug from a bottle sizes. Spoken by Alice Fraser on behalf of the Kingdom of Atlantis. Please consult a doctor before making any significant dietary changes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Last Post.
Some more environment news now. And children in Arkansas are going to be limited in the range of coloured pens available to them to prevent them from drawing the rainbow after suspicions that it is children drawing rainbows which has invited recent climate disasters in Arkansas. How do you feel about that, Andy?
So is this in the sense that, you know, the rainbow is an LGBT icon has brought the wrath of God, or is it that the rainbow is, you know, reminiscent of, you know, Noah seeing out the previous climate emergency?
Yes, or maybe this is that they don't want a representation of the rainbow because it signals the end of a climate emergency. No, Andy, of course it's the LGBTQ
right,
thing.
Okay.
That's what it always is, particularly in Arkansas.
Right. I mean, I guess I don't fully understand, you know, blaming God for these natural catastrophes. I don't think God's homophobic particularly. I mean, he doesn't. His great natural disasters don't generally hit gay hotspots, do they? When is Arkansas? I mean, is Mardi Gras in Arkansas a big deal? I'm not sure it is.
I have genuinely never connected with the LGBT community in Arkansas. So
right.
If you are in Arkansas listening to The Last Post, please email us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com.
I mean, I guess, as they say, God moves in mysterious ways, but so does my great-uncle Norbert. But he's 98, and the last of his marbles was thoroughly lost many years ago. But, I mean, rainbows, are they not one of the most overrated items in the universe, the rainbow? I mean, when you've had a choice between a rainbow and a sofa, you're going to choose a sofa, aren't you? Because a rainbow might look nice for a bit, but at least with a sofa. For a start, you're not raising artificial hopes, the idea that there's a crock of gold at the end of your sofa. There's just a sofa. And
well, often there's a fistful of gold in the back cushions of my sofa.
Right.
You can usually find at least one coin.
You really should get a bank account, Alice.
I will keep my money in my bottom like a real human being.
But also, if the current climate emergency continues evolving in its current style, with extreme weather becoming, you know, more and more fashionable, but ironically less and less cool, I think within 20 years there'll just be a permanent rainbow wrapped around the entire planet, won't there? Just, you know, storms and the heat waves existing simultaneously. So Heatwave and Hurricane will be the world's biggest selling novelty comedy music duo with their very amusing songs about apocalyptic natural disasters. Also, I mean, let's look at the evidence, Alice. More and more countries have legalised same-sex marriage. They've tolerated non-biblical gender-sexualistical identities, and the environment's got worse and worse. How long are you people going to keep denying that irrefutable scientific evidence?
I mean, it is irrefutable. Speaking of science now, the Tories...
Well, you say it's irrefutable, but I mean, you and your science friends try to refute it, don't they, by claiming that it's a prolonged process going back decades, obviously caused by our hyper-industrial carbon-dependent economy. But maybe it is God just dispensing his holy vengeance.
Yeah, or maybe we've had it all wrong the whole time about how seasons work, and now we're just moving into a long summer.
Right.
Summer is coming, Andy.
Summer's coming. And what? So are you now suggesting that the seasons are caused by natural fluctuations in the overall gayness of humanity?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. There's a reason that RuPaul's Drag Race is seasonal.
Right. So
is it? I don't know.
Right. So does that make spring the gayest of all the seasons? Because there's the most rainbows? I don't know. We need to do some more scientific research into this.
I mean, there is nothing gayer than a happy little lamb gambolling through a field. Is there? Is I don't there? Know anything.
I don't know. It's very hard to quantify, really, isn't it?
Our letters to the editor section now. Dear Madam, your show is called The Last Post, but it appears daily and it continues to appear. How is it the last? Do words mean nothing anymore? Thank you and good night. Bean Miserly. Dear Bean, thanks for writing in. You said good night, but I'm reading this in the morning. Does time mean nothing anymore? Sick burn. More letters tomorrow. Remember, you can submit a letter to the editor by email at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can tune in again tomorrow, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. I will see you tomorrow. Before that, we should say thank you to our guest, Andy Zaltzman. Thank you for coming back.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
I know it's difficult to fit us in through your extremely busy multi-television show and charity lifestyle workshop.
It is, but I always try to make time, Alice. Also, I've got a book coming out. Next week,
yes, please do plug your book.
It's called Sense and Sensibility, and it's this exciting new thing in publishing. Now, we've had film remakes for years, basically just doing the same film again, but with new celebrities. They're now republishing old books, but just saying they're written by celebrities of today, such as myself, so that
fabulous.
Modern audiences are more likely to read them. I'm gradually doing some of getting through Jane Austen's back catalogue.
I mean, that is fantastic. I really have been enjoying the gritty reboots of the Jane Austen franchise.
Yeah.
Including the bits where they go, and this character looks a bit like Emma Thompson.
Well, it seems bringing literature to a new audience.
I mean, I'm absolutely 100% for as many people reading old classics in new ways.
And Britney Spears' Clockwork Orange is absolutely sensational.
I've actually got that on my bedside table. I've been meaning to read it, but, New Year's resolutions, they go out the window.
They do. Don't read it when you have to get sleep.
I'm looking forward to having you back on the podcast. Andy Zaltzman, go free, and please do buy Sense and Sensibility by Andy Zaltzman. The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.